Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up in the next short while, we're going to be chatting to radio host and founder of the Good Things Guy, Brent Lindeker. He's going to talk to us about being positive and finding the good in these unpredictable times. After that, at around about 8:30, Wayne Sussman, political analyst, is going to be joining us to tell us who is Joe Biden. So that is an important conversation. Wayne, in fact, rumor has it, and we're going to have to confirm that before I'm accused of making things up, which in fact I do all the time. So I'm really not sure why that should be such a problem. Wayne is rumored to have named his son Biden because of his support for the man. So that makes him really qualified to give us a view on who the guy is. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 8. Brent, a very, very good morning to you. Welcome to Chai FM. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm always good. Yep. It's another day that we have to be positive and to do good things. So I'm all good.
So how do you do that? I mean, I just wrote an article that was published on News 24 this morning called The Falling Optimist. And I told our listeners the story the other day that a guy falls off the Empire State Building. And as he's falling, he passes the 30th floor and somebody shouts out the window, "Hey, how you doing?" And he gives him a big smile and a thumbs up. And he says, "So far, so good." And sometimes I feel that those of us, and I include you is us, because I am generally a very positive person as well. Sometimes it's hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work. And I think one of the realizations over the last 300 plus days in South Africa is it's okay not to be okay. I think for the longest time, I've been doing this job now, running the Good Things Guy, for the last 7 years. And I mean, we've grown exponentially. I've got over 2.5 million readers a month. We portray, and we talk about the good news that is happening in the country every day. But I kind of got lost in that process. And it's exactly what you're saying, is that I almost felt like I needed to be happy and I needed to be a ray of light and the sunshine every single day of my life. Mm. And the past 300 plus days have made me realize that actually as human beings, that's not possible. And really, it's okay not to be okay. I've come to a realization that mental wellness, is a huge factor in our lives. And even though, I was of the belief that, I'm happy all the time, through the last couple of months, I've had off days and I've had to stay in bed and practice self-care and fill my own cup so I'm able to go out there and spread the good news again. So that's been a massive realization.
It's interesting. I had a conversation with someone last night, someone I'm quite close to, and we were debating this issue as to whether us talking about this type of thing, often, because we do, and I certainly do, and you certainly do, does it actually have an unintended negative consequence? In other words, if we decided, okay, let's put all of this nonsense aside, this misery, this unhappiness, and actually just focus on other stuff for a while, do you think that could work? Or maybe let me ask it a little bit differently. Is there a balance between focusing on positivity, motivation, how we're doing emotionally, with focusing on other stuff that sits outside of that realm?
I think that is the perfect word. It's all about balance. The reason that I started this Good News platform was because 7 years ago, there was nowhere in the mainstream media places to really get good news. And I was longing for it. And I needed some sort of balance in the news. So I started a Facebook page to share one good news story every day. That then became a website, which has now actually changed mainstream media news. There's a lot of news sites that have feel-good sections.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I see News 24 have introduced that. And I thought that's incredible. I'm sure that was partly your influence.
Oh, completely. Yeah, we actually, when they started the Feel Good section, they were syndicating our content, which was quite amazing to see how that narrative had shifted in mainstream media. But why I'm speaking about that is because of the balance. If we don't have a balance in our news, in our social media, in our thoughts, then we'll go to a very dark place, and that's not healthy. I think we need to be feeding our minds with as much reality and of this global pandemic and this lockdown and everything that we're going through. But at the same time, we need to have an outlet of positivity. And whether that's our conversations at dinner, whether that's a phone call to a friend, whether that's, you know, maybe my website, I don't know. But we need to have that balance in order to get through the day. If we just had to, I don't know, climb in the ocean of the reality and the bad news, I'm not sure we would be able to get up every day.
Yeah, it would almost keep us rooted in one spot. What was interesting was a couple of years ago, I did some research. I don't know if it's changed in the last 2 or 3 years, where I looked at how long we talk about good news versus how long we talk about bad news stories. And what my research indicated, and we took a couple of good news stories and a couple of bad news stories, and we monitored them on social media. And what we found was people spoke about bad news for a period of, it was around about a week, whereas good news stories we spoke about for 2 to 3 days. So if the Bucks have an amazing win, we're all excited about it, but if those stories last 2 to 3 days, whereas the bad news, we tend to get more caught up in, maybe we feel more emotional, negative emotions. What's your experience with that?
Yeah, look, with the good news, I mean, the stories trend for days at a time, and I can't really comment on bad news or how people would consume that, because I don't work in that space. But from a good news point of view, sometimes we'll pick up, we can see what's happening on the back end of the website, of people reading, stories that we'd written 2 years ago.
Incredible.
And somehow those stories get picked up and they start being shared across social media again. And thousands of people are reading and experiencing news that happened a couple of years ago. But it's because good news, I think, lasts forever. And isn't that a positive and beautiful thing, is that we can still feel good about something that may have happened a couple of years ago. So yeah, good news trends.
It does trend. At the moment in particular, there's a lot of focus on that, finding meaning, finding, appreciating what we have, looking at trying to gain perspective even during a very dark time. Take us through that and how people can continue to do that, because when you're feeling really, really bad, it's true to say, well, you've got food on your table, you've got a roof over your head, but it doesn't always do the trick.
Yeah. So, perhaps, you know, what I say to some of my writers, because it's really difficult. Sometimes we look at what's happening in our world and we see what's going on around us and it can feel very heavy. But what I say to people that write for Good Things Guy, I've got people on staff, and what I say is always look for the heroes, always look for the helpers. They're always there. Even in the darkest moments and in truly traumatic situations, it'll always turn around. So even in the worst of news, there'll always be someone who stands up and does something good and does something kind and does something beautiful. And we just need to wait for that to happen. So I think that's what it's silver linings, right? So always look for the silver lining. I think that's my belief system, is that even in these trying times that we're all going through, we need to look for those silver linings, and they're always there. Even though it may feel dark and heavy and hard to deal with, there's always some good that's happening. And I think that's what we need to focus on.
One of the things that I've noticed during this time, and I'm sure you have as well, is this theme that I call the kindness of strangers. That these are the stories that somehow fill us, where people do good for other people, nothing to be gained by it, just reaching out. And I know that your website covers a lot of those type of stories where people in really not fantastic positions will just reach out to others.
I must tell you, the other day, we featured exactly that. So a woman down in Ramsgate was driving to pick up her kids, and she was new to the area. They'd recently moved there, and something happened with her car. Like, her car wasn't functioning correctly. She couldn't get the gears in place, whatever was going on with her vehicle. And she pulled into the local garage just to get help from whoever was there, the petrol attendant. And he was trying to fix her car, and he could see that she was incredibly distressed. His name was Clement. She was incredibly distressed, and she was on her way to pick up her kids, and she needed to get there on time, and she didn't want to leave her kids outside the school by themselves. And the petrol attendant, without blinking an eye or pausing for a moment, took out his own car keys for his own car. And he said to the lady, "Leave your car here. I will try and fix it. I'll try to sort it out. Take my car. Go and pick up your kids. Come back. I don't know, bring your husband, fetch this car, whatever the deal is." But she has a moment of kindness from a stranger without batting an eyelid. And that story blew up on our website. Because once again, like you said, the kindness of strangers is something to be celebrated. And I've never lent my car to anyone. I've never given my car keys to anyone. And he has an absolute stranger who decided in that moment that a person was in need, and he fulfilled that need. And that is the hero or the helper in a traumatic situation that needs to be celebrated. The kindness of strangers. It's exactly like you said.
Before I let you go, I just want you to look back and introspect. You've been doing this, as you said, for 7 years or whatever it would be. You've created an incredible brand around Good Things Guy and positivity. Does this surprise you?
100%. 1,000,000%. This was never my job. This was never my, idea or what I believed my life path would be. But 7 years ago, I decided to share one good news story a day with South Africa, more for myself, maybe. Maybe it was a little bit selfish. I needed it. I needed to know that there were good things happening in our country. And I decided to do it while I was working in a corporate job. I owned a company, an advertising agency, at a very young age. It was a very small agency. I call it an agency because it makes it sound grand, but I was very young and it was a very small business, but that's what I was doing at the time. And I just thought that I needed the good news. I needed to feel good. And after starting it, I realized how much more South Africa needed it. And yes, it took 2 years to become a business. For 2 years, I just did it as a hobby. But your question was, am I surprised? Did I ever think that this would be a reality as a job and what I do every day? The answer is 100% no. That said, I'm incredibly grateful for every day that I'm able to continue doing what I do. It really is a beautiful, beautiful thing to be submerged in the best of the best and the good news stories of South Africa. And that, you know, that inspires me. That keeps me going. That makes me wake up every day, and continue doing what I do. And I'm just incredibly thankful that I'm able to be in the position that I'm in to share those good news stories with South Africa. You talk about the brand, you talk about Good Things Guy. It's actually got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with the readers and the people that continue to check in every day. And, you know, I'm a megaphone. I'm a megaphone for good news stories that South Africans are sharing with me, that they want to share with the world. And I'm incredibly thankful for that.
So many messages, Adrian, saying Good Things Guy really put what we are in for in 2021 into perspective. This morning, it's okay not to be okay. And then Martin says, "I've noticed that pessimists like warning others to be realistic, even though their version of reality might be very, very bleak." Lots and lots of messages. Brent, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Absolutely awesome to catch up with you, and just keep doing the magical work that you are doing.
Thank you so much. And I love following you on social media. You and I connect, and the things you are doing is fantastic. I know you've had a slight problem with your social media. Something happened, but you are back and I need to connect with you.
Absolutely right. Please do that. And then we can continue to do so.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.